I'm Florence from Dry Cleaning.
And I'm Lewis from Dry Cleaning. And we're taking over Pop Filter this week.
Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight. I really need someone to talk to, and nobody else knows how to comfort me tonight.
The artist is Carole King, and the song's called Home Again. It's about her missing home, missing being with home with just like one person who she wants to be with. But also, this version came out, well, I found it when it's live from 1973, the version I like, but you can play whatever version. But the version that came, the live from 1973 version, I found when we was on tour in the States, and she is from New York and she's performing it in New York. And she gives a little talk about that before.
This next song is a song, it's for New York, because New York really gave me so much, including life. And I want to thank everybody, New York and you people, for letting me come back and give a little something back.
And then at the end of our UK tour, when we played in London, Flo gave a little bit of a speech about us playing in London, about how it's our home, about how much it means to us, about how much we miss it. And there was something quite weird about kind of like popping back home for a second to perform, and how much we miss home, and how much it means to you. And I feel like you can kind of sense that with her as well. And I think there's like a huge amount of like beauty, and she's obviously one of like the greatest songwriters of all time as well. Yeah. I was saying this the other day in an interview. I definitely, when I'm at home, I listen to more aggressive sounding music, maybe heavier music, kind of like sometimes some quite extreme, like liturgy. If I'm like driving in traffic and I'm feeling stressed, something like that helps. But then on tour, that's like the opposite of what I want. Kind of like I want to like properly relax and kind of listen to kind of like more soulful and kind of easier listening music. And so as a result, I'm kind of like, I'm quite happy to kind of like just like give in to her and be like, I'm just going to feel emotional to this. Yeah, it's maybe something I wouldn't have listened to in the past so much, but yeah, it's quite nice to miss home. We've been on tour for so long now. I feel maybe about a year ago, touring was that nice combination of wanting to be on tour and missing home at the same time and juggling that. Now it's because it's been pure tour. It's very just missing home. And I want to go home so then I can learn to miss tour again.
This next song is a song, it's for New York, because New York really gave me so much, including life. And I want to thank everybody, New York and you people, for letting me come back and give a little something back. Sometimes I wonder if I'm ever gonna make it home again. It's so far and out of sight. I really need someone to talk to, and nobody else knows how to comfort me tonight. Right to the marrow. I won't be happy till I see you alone again, till I'm home again and feeling right. chills my soul right to the marrow. I won't be happy till I see you alone again, till I'm home again and feeling right, till I'm home again and feeling right. I wanna be home again and feeling right.
'73, da spielt Carole King in ihrer Heimatstadt New York. Und sie spielt auch diesen Song, den ihr hier gerade gehört habt. Ein Song übers Heimweh haben, Home Again. So Konzerte in der Heimatstadt, die sind für viele Musikerinnen und Musiker ja irgendwie besonders emotional und meistens auch sehr schön. Das sagt auch Louis Maynard von der Band Dry Cleaning. Der erinnert sich an Konzerte, die seine Band in London gespielt hat. Das war der Popfilter für heute. Morgen gibt's direkt die nächste Folge unserer Takeover-Woche mit Dry Cleaning. Die Band, die stellt euch jeden Tag einen Song vor. Wenn ihr mögt, dann abonniert am besten diesen Podcast, dann verpasst ihr keine Folge. Schön, dass ihr heute auch schon zugehört habt. Mein Name ist Jessie Hughes und ich sage an dieser Stelle ciao.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.